increased crime, lies, mandates, and silence from our federal representative. Not on my watch. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for America first. I'll bring down inflation, secure our borders, and hold our government accountable. Because enough is enough. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Carry on, my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Stop in today and get a premium synthetic blend oil change for just $29.95.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been hurt in a crash, let me get to work for you.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Which pill will you be forced to take on November 8th? The red or the blue? Neither's going to be good for you. I've watched these two political parties drive us into $31 trillion in debt, deficit spending, inflation, gas prices, the southern border out of control, a water and electrical crisis in our midst. How much more of this can we stand? I'm with us. I'm Barry Lindemann. I'm running for the U.S. Senate. Look for Lindemann. Vote for Lindemann. You can find me at ndsenateseat.com. Paid for by Barry Lindemann, Senate candidate.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Boy, I always love to get positive feedback from our guest. Barry Lindemann emailed me, said, here is some news. After our show on Friday, the Department of Interior announced that it's stepping into to manage the Colorado River system. So let's give credit to the Kevin Wall Show for helping me drive home the point both times I was on the air. I love that. Thank you, Barry. Glad we could help. That's what we're here to do. We are a reason to listen, more than just because you have fun. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Coming up, Wayne Allen Root, the host of Raw and Unfiltered, and the author of the Great Patriot and Protest and Boycott book. He'll be coming up in just a couple minutes. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The man accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband after breaking into their California home looking for her is due in court tomorrow. The DA expected to file charges today.
San Francisco DA Brooke Jenkins says suspect David DuPap broke in through the back door, then made his way to the second floor of the Pelosi home.
He was, in fact, looking for Miss Pelosi.
He found her husband, Paul Pelosi, and violently attacked the 82-year-old, according to Jenkins. Officials also say he was carrying zip ties. DePap's former life partner and the mother of his two sons tells KGO-TV he's mentally ill.
He's been mentally ill for a long time.
Oksana Taub was calling from prison where she's serving time for unrelated felony convictions and says when DePap was 20, he was a progressive.
He didn't have any experience in politics.
DePap's recent social media posts question the results of the 2020 election and echo QAnon conspiracy theories. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at townhall.com, Republicans renewing their push to flip a Democrat-held Senate seat in New Hampshire. Correspondent Bob Agnew with that report.
Republicans lost much of their enthusiasm earlier this year when they failed to recruit GOP Governor Chris Sununu to challenge incumbent New Hampshire Democrat Maggie Hassan. Primary winner retired Army General Don Bullock was shunned by some in his party for being a political newcomer and sharing some views of former President Trump when it comes to possible election fraud in 2020. Now that Bullock has narrowed the gap on his Democrat opponent, the GOP is reviving its efforts in New Hampshire. GOP Senate point man Senator Rick Scott describing Bullock as a true patriot. Bob Agnew reporting.
Stocks finishing lower than afternoon trading on Wall Street. The last day of the month, the major index is still headed for gains for the month. The Dow off 127 points, the Nasdaq down 114. More at townhall.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance. For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161. That's 1-800-940-6161. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-940-6161. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercial.
Catherine Cortez Masto has been caught in lie after lie, blanketing our state with ads even the liberal mainstream media calls false and misleading. I'm Adam Laxalt. Catherine Cortez Masto's claims about me just don't hold up. I've never been a lobbyist in my life, and I was the first attorney general to take on Big Pharma, hold them accountable for the opioid crisis, and win. Catherine Cortez Masto is running on lies because her record is nothing but failure. She votes with Joe Biden almost 100% of the time. And the result? Higher prices, higher crime, open borders. I fought for America and Iraq. I fought for Nevada as Attorney General. Now I'm fighting for my family and yours. We have to save America from Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Catherine Cortez Masto. I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, it was a bad NFL Sunday for the sportsbooks, but the Las Vegas Raiders provided some relief. Bettors loaded up on the Raiders to beat the Saints and the game to go over 48.5 points. Neither happened, of course, as the Raiders did not cross midfield until the final minutes of their 24-0 shellacking, their first shutout loss in some 8 years, and the biggest loss of the day for bettors. In other sports betting action, Bettors dealt BetMGM its worst week of the season so far, and Caesars Sportsbook and the South Point also reported bad days. Major League Baseball's commissioner says he thinks the chances of the A's staying in Oakland are fading away, which means a move to Las Vegas is looking a lot better. Talking on a satellite sports talk show over the weekend, Commissioner Rob Manfred said he is no longer optimistic about the A's remaining in the Bay Area. He added if the A's leave Oakland, it would happen in the next 5 years. The team has been researching a potential relocation to Las Vegas for almost a year and a half, whittling down potential sites for a ballpark from about 20 to down to 2. Tropicana Hotel Casino site in the Las Vegas Festival Grounds.
CQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
You're pretty much bumper-to-bumper right now as you approach the 15 interchange on 215 westbound on the Southern Beltway. There's only one lane available as you transition from 215 westbound to Interstate 15 northbound.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through, or doesn't do, when follow through, the exact opposite. Check it out! COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives, you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hard to believe it. 8 days to Election Day. Early voting continues on till the 4th of November. Man, oh man, oh man, we are there. It is midterm election time. What does it all mean? Who's going to have the balance of power? Let's check in with a guy that knows where all the bones are buried. He's Wayne Allen Root, the host of Raw and Unfiltered, right here from 3 until 6. Also the author of the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. Another book on the way. I just love it. He is the star of stage, screen, and radio. He is Wayne Allen Root. Wayne, how you been, my friend?
Hey, Kevin, welcome to the 54th state.
Oh, my God.
That was Biden's words this weekend, 54 states.
When I heard that,
54.
When I heard that, I just fell over laughing. And to think that he's our commander-in-chief, it's a little bit scary.
His excuse, at least, is he has dementia. But what was Obama's excuse? Remember when Obama was president?
Yeah.
I believe he said he campaigned in 56 states.
Yeah.
So Obama just can't handle math. I don't know what to tell you. I said from the beginning, he was not a good president. He didn't know where he was, what he was doing. It wasn't about dementia. He's just too liberal. He's just a socialist. And I think he's the president of the United States now. I've said this so many times in so many interviews. I really do think he's the president of the United States. Obama is the real president. Joe Biden is the puppet front guy. And so that's the story. You know, we have Obama again after 8 terrible years of the Obama economy. Yes, the stock market went up. But Main Street was dying. Vegas was dying under Obama. Trump saved us, reinvigorated, recharged the economy, and now we're back to Obama again. Same story. It's the same economy. It's a repeat. Whether it's Obama in charge or Biden, it is the Obama economy right back again.
Is America ready for change back to the Trump economy, to the Trump immigration policy, to a lot of these things that were so good for America? Are we ready to change things back yet?
Well, we are, but there is, and I hate to break this to everyone, but even though I believe it's going to be a massive red landslide, as I said on my TV show this weekend on Real America's Voice, which is 9 a.m. every Saturday Vegas time on Real America's Voice TV network, realamericasvoice.com, I said that you know, there's going to be not only a red wave, but a red tsunami. This is massive, 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 massive. It's going to be Republican wins everywhere, upsets in Oregon, maybe the state of Washington, maybe the state of New York. There are so many upsets about to happen. This is going to be a red Republican landslide of epic proportions. But does that really change much for a couple of years? No, because even though we will control the House and the Senate, I believe it won't even be close. I think we'll win 50 to 60 House seats. I think we'll win somewhere between 3 and 5 with an outside shot at 6 or 7 Senate seats. So we'll have a nice lead. We still don't have enough to overcome a veto. So we can't pass anything with a Democrat president for 2 years. So is America ready? Yeah, we're going to turn red, but it won't matter because Biden is standing in the way. And if, God forbid, he dies or is forced to resign soon, it's very obvious he won't last more than another year one way or the other. I mean, he's going downhill so fast. So he's going to be gone one way or another. They'll probably force him out when it becomes so obvious to the American people, you know, that in the middle of a speech to the nation, he just goes blank and stops and falls down. You know, that's when it'll be obvious to the American people. And then they'll put Kamala in as president, or they'll get rid of Kamala and they'll install someone else, Gavin Newsom, Hillary Clinton. So it doesn't matter. It's the same thing. There's nobody that can overcome a presidential veto. So no matter how big we win, in a week or so, or a week from tomorrow, it just won't change a heck of a lot for 2 years. I'll tell you what will change. You want a Republican governor in your state. I don't care where you are, but now, you know, we're talking Nevada now. We want Joe Lombardo because he was smart enough to put out a press release. I don't think very many people noticed it. I don't hear anyone talking about it. They just don't seem to understand, the average American, that this vaccine is deadly and it's killing people left and right all across this country. Just seconds before you called me to get on this interview, seconds ago, one of my big fans, Dave, who's in Pennsylvania, Scranton, you know, Joe Biden's hometown, he's a huge fan of mine, and he's such a big fan, I actually gave him my cell phone number so he could text me instead of emailing me. So Dave texts me all the time, and he texted me that his brother-in-law, who is the healthiest man and the biggest, you know, workout, healthy guy you've ever seen in your life, got the 2 vaccines and then the booster. And 1 month after the booster, a few days ago, he just got the booster a month ago, and a few days ago he had a massive, massive heart attack, and the doctors just informed his wife that his heart is of no use anymore, and I guess he's going to need a heart replacement. And then before they could do the heart replacement, he had a massive stroke in his hospital bed.
Oh my God.
This guy is now a vegetable, or he's going to be dead within hours, is what he told me. And he was the strongest guy you've ever known till he got the 2 shots in the booster. So the idea the CDC just said all the children to go to public school need to get the vaccine is the same poison they're giving the people that are giving them heart attacks and strokes and massive cancer increases and killing Americans, and you're going to give it to your kid? So you need a Republican governor who's going to say, I will not allow the mandate in my state. No one has to be vaccinated to go to school. If you want it, you have every right to get it, but we're never going to force anyone. Joe Lombardo just made that announcement. So it is now, if you're a parent, it is now life or death that you support the Republican candidate for governor in Nevada, Joe Lombardo, and throughout the country, every state that you can elect Republicans for school board, for mayor, for council, for every level of government, state legislature that could stop the mandate for your children, you've got to elect Republicans up and down the ticket everywhere in this country.
Why is it they're still pushing? I mean, I saw one number that it was like 2% of people have had the latest booster, 1.8%.
Right, nobody wants it.
Nobody wants it. Why are they still pushing it?
Money. I try and be nice. There's a lot of people that are very smart, doctors, brilliant people will tell you it's depopulation. They're looking to kill off a half of the population. And let's face it, Bill Gates announced this publicly in so many interviews, you know, like 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, and even recently. He is for depopulation. He doesn't think the world can survive. We'll starve to death. There's too many people. So he clearly, wants to eliminate people. But I've always assumed that this is not the average doctor, the average person is about depopulation. I think this is just about money. I think that nobody wants a new vaccine. You just hit the bingo. Nobody wants it anymore. Everyone has vaccine regret. They wish they never took it. They now realize it was a giant mistake, or they were forced to take it by OSHA or their employer, and it was a giant mistake, and they wish they hadn't done it. So that means there's no money to be made anymore. All the money's drying up for big pharma from the vaccines. So if the adults won't take it, what do they do next? They all get together, and 15-0, the CDC Committee on Vaccines voted to recommend it to every public school in America that you should tell the students it's part of the vaccine schedule and you can't go to school without it. So now there's a whole new multi-zillion-dollar payroll for everybody. Billions and billions, tens of billions, hundreds of billions are on the line here. If you can vaccinate by force every kid in America in order to go to school, how many kids are there in America? I believe 6 million a year graduate high school, so multiply 6 times 12, there must be about 80 million kids in America. So that's 80 million people that are going to be forced to take the vaccine. Charge $100 a pop to the government or the insurance companies, and you tell me how much money they're going to make. A lot. Money.
So it all comes down to money. Why haven't I seen this in TV ads, Democrat, Republicans, national ads, local ads? Why? How come I don't see this on all those ads?
Well, you see lots of ads on TV encouraging you to get the vaccine. You see that?
Oh, no. Right. I'm talking about political.
Right. No, definitely. Look, the Democrats aren't going to brag about it when they know that, you know, a vast amount of people don't like it or got it and would never get another one. So they don't want to say a word about it. And Republicans just, look, I've been the one who's argued from day one that whether you like it or not, the opinions, the topics, I mean, that the average person cares about are not about what my opinions are. It's what the average voter cares about. The economy, inflation, putting food on the table, and crime. I've argued again and again those are the biggest issues in America. Stick to it. And they have listened to me, and there's no question they're now sticking to it. And they just won't get off that topic now because it's a winning topic. It's why we're winning by a landslide. Why bring up something else that's very controversial? So nobody's bringing it up because we're winning based on inflation and crime, and the Democrats are so dumb. They're the dumbest people in the world. They think everything in life is abortion. Abortion doesn't put food on the table. And I just read an article, even in the Sunday Vegas Sun, that said that in key battleground districts around the country, everyone's abandoning the Democrats because even if they support abortion, they just don't think it's as important as jobs, the economy, and inflation. So Democrats have destroyed themselves. They've committed hara kiri. It's suicide that every ad is about abortion. And Republicans know that what people care about is inflation, inflation, inflation. So they're all bringing inflation up as a topic, and they're staying very disciplined. And why bring up vaccines when you could, you know, get off the topic of inflation, which everybody cares about? So nobody has this on their radar yet. But trust me, Kevin, soon it will be on everyone's radar because nobody wants their children to be vaccinated. They don't want to vaccinate themselves, as you just pointed out. No one wants any more boosters. So they sure don't want their kids to make the same terrible mistake that they did and pay for it with myocarditis or pericarditis for the rest of their lives. Nobody wants this.
Again, joining us, Wayne Allen Root, the host of Raw and Unfiltered. You hear it every afternoon right after my show, 3 to 6, rootforamerica.com, by the way. I want to ask you about three specific races, four actually, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and the two in Arizona. Are we going to win all of those?
Well, look, we're leading in all of those. I mean, we're leading or dead tied, but I think, you know, dead tied doesn't mean anything because I think every good pollster is admitting that there's a vast amount of undercounted Trump Republicans who don't want to speak to pollsters. So if it's tied, we're probably winning by 5 points, not 1 point. If we're ahead by five, we're probably ahead by 10. There's a very large number of Republican people who just say, why would I tell a stranger on the phone that I'm a huge Trump Republican and I'm voting for the Republican candidate when, you know, I could lose my job. I could have, you know, something terrible happen in my life. I could lose my financial support. I don't want to tell anyone I'm a Republican. It's the whisper vote. As I've said for all these years for Trump, everywhere I go, everyone's like, oh, my God, it's Wayne Root. They come up to me and they whisper, I'm for Trump. Thank you, Wayne. Everybody whispers, right? So they don't want to talk to a stranger on the phone. So I think we're doing much better than even the polls that show we're doing great. I mean, I didn't see today, but as of Friday, I know Rasmussen showed a 7-point lead in the generic congressional poll. That is massive. I mean, the way Congress is set up, the way it's apportioned, the Republican Party would win back Congress, or I should say the House, even if we lose the generic poll by two. But if we win by two or three, it's a landslide. If we're winning by seven, like I say, it's gone beyond red wave. It's a tsunami. So, I mean, we're doing fantastic. So, you know, in Arizona, I hear Carrie Lake is up by a landslide, double digits. I think she'll pull Masters with her for U.S. Senate. in Nevada. I know for a fact that Lombardo and Laxalt are now up in every single poll. I just worry that we are the most corrupt state in the entire United States, other than California, and a close second to California and Nevada is Pennsylvania. So I worry about my friend Dr. Oz. I think he's going to win on Election Day. I think Joe Lombardo and Adam Laxalt will win on Election Day. Whether they all are the winners 7 days of counting of fake ballots later, I don't know. But we all know there's no voter ID in this state, and anybody can fill out a ballot, and they're mailing them out to every person in the state. So what can I tell you? You know, I mean, I think we're going to win. I think we should win. I think we're definitely winning. I just don't know about the count. As Stalin said, it isn't who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes. So in Nevada and Pennsylvania, it's a very rigged system where they keep counting ballots for days after Election Day. And that's what, once we get power, that's the most important thing we've got to do, is get voter ID and get rid of make it illegal to ballot harvest and make it illegal to have mail-in ballots unless you request them and you've got to have a real reason, like you're out of the country, otherwise, or you're very sick. Other than that, everyone has to vote physically. There can be no more mail-in ballots. And you've got to make sure that this is the law of the land, and you can't count ballots beyond Election Day. Why would you allow them to keep counting and keep coming in the mail for 7 days after election? That's insanity. It's just asking for fraud. So voter ID and voter fraud issues should be the first thing that Republicans, you know, tackle once they get in office. But again, it can't become a law until Biden is out and the new president is President Trump in 2024.
In a final couple of minutes, there's always something percolating in your media empire. What is the latest? What have you got for us? I know you got the Saturday morning TV show. You got all kinds of stuff going. What is new? What's breaking?
Well, there's nothing new I can announce yet because I'm just signed a contract with a giant conservative media powerhouse, but I just don't have the date nailed down where we start the daily podcast. So until I have all that set, and until they send back their signed copy, I can't announce it yet. But, you know, what I can say is I've got this show every afternoon, 3 to 6 here on 670 AM. And I've got my national radio show on USA Radio syndicated around the country, same hours. And I've got my weekend show with Real America's Voice TV network Saturdays at 9 AM. More and more people watching it. I was at dinner last night. A lady came up to me. It's a little stranger. I said, "Oh, my God, I love your show. I watch it every Saturday on Real America's Voice." So it's starting to really reach a lot of people. And then I've got my daily show on Lindell TV, as in Mike Lindell, the pillow guy. You know, he's got his own TV networks. He's got Lindell 1 and Lindell 2. And I'm on Lindell 2 every afternoon at 4 o'clock Vegas time. And then it repeats the next day. The same show repeats at 1 o'clock Vegas time. So I'm on every single day, Lindell 1 and Lindell 2 at 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock. And then I've got all my columns, which you can, and my video commentaries, which you can find at root4america.com.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm so excited. We are 8 days out now. When we talk next week, we'll be on Election Eve. By the way, do you think most Republicans will vote day of? I mean, do you have a sense of who's going
to
be voting when?
I've been telling everyone to vote. I've been telling everyone, Kevin, to vote day of. I think it's important to physically vote the day of the election, as many of us as possible. I personally voted yesterday. And you go, well, if you're telling everyone else to wait till Election Day to vote, why did you vote early? Well, because I'm Wayne Root. I'm one of the busiest guys in the world, and I can't take a chance. The next Tuesday, you know, I'm wanted on 20 interviews, and I can't squeeze in an hour to go vote. I can't let my vote be wasted. I've got to vote. So I went yesterday to make sure that my vote is counted, but I physically voted. I would not ever put it in the mail. I don't want any mail-in ballots. I physically voted yesterday in Summerlin so that my vote counts no matter what, because I just don't know next Tuesday if I could break away. I think there's going to be massive lines, Kevin, and I can't afford to wait 2 or 3 hours because I've got TV shows and radio shows and, you know, God knows what else will be going on that day, interviews. So, and I think I'm one of the keys to election coverage for Real America's Voice TV network that night. So I'll be at Red Rock at Republican campaign headquarters with a microphone in my hand and a TV crew, and I'll be covering Nevada and the results for Real America's Voice network. And it probably starts at 4 PM, they told me. So there's a lot going on next Tuesday. So I can't take the chance on waiting till Tuesday. I physically voted, but I think most people should wait till Tuesday. That's the best way to guarantee that we overcome any sort of rigging, is to physically vote and to do it on the day of the election so they can't overcome the massive amount of people that come out on Election Day. They're not going to be prepared with enough fake ballots to overcome it. So I would vote on Election Day if at all physically possible.
Wayne, we will talk to you on Election Eve.